Alright, we are in Tafnun Zayin Beis. Morning. Halash Isa be Yom Tov Shel Pesach. Someone who he needs to make the dough on Pesach. Lo yikra shein l'chala ad sheteafer. He should not say chala, call it chala until it's baked. Shemikra l'shem ein a rosh elafoisa. Well, if you can't bake nowadays, we have to give it to a kohen. We can't bake the chala, so you have a problem. Because minyachena kach tachmitz, it's gonna turn into chametz. Ein a rosh elasarfa b'yontav. You can't burn it on yontav. That's the shreifas kachim is also on yontav. Yimshachach v'kara l'shem. And if you made a mistake, and you put it in cold water, it'll stop it from being machmitz until you can burn it for the rest of Yom Tov. So the Moshe has a discussion about asks about what about putting in the freezer. Can you put it in the freezer without stop it being machmitz? So he says, since we're dealing with Yisur Deraisa over here, and there's nothing clear said about it in the Gemara. It's not just the cold. Maybe it's the wet. Maybe it's the water. He says, don't do it. Now, if this happens, just put it into cold water, like Chazal say, because we have no idea. We don't know all the cheshbonos and all the protein. If there's a coin katan that he's young enough he never saw carry, oh gadol shetavu l'kirio, or he was tevil in the mikvah, mutarin lafois achala bishvilo. You can go ahead and bake the challah for them, and that's mutter. And now they say that the Ramos talking about chalas chutzaretz. Whereas the Mechaber is talking about Chalas Eretz Yisrael, which is, you can't bake it because it would assa your oven. But Chalas Chutz Haaretz, you're allowed to bake it. It doesn't assa. And then Chalas Chutz Haaretz, on Pesach, it was a minute to go ahead and you could, to give to a coin. It was Tovah L'Kerioi. Yesh Omer She'ein Ma'achil Chala B'Zvan Hazeh L'Shum Coins. And some say that we don't go ahead and give chal to a coin because it's going to, at any point in time, because people are going to think that he's a coin miuchas and he's able to go ahead and to do the avoda and things or whatever. So therefore, we don't do that. And really, it could be even if he has a coin miuchas and he has, yuchas to, going, star yuchas going back to Aaron a coin, but who says that, that at one point there wasn't a cholol, and if there's a cholol, he doesn't have a shem koyin anymore. So like he married one of the married a grusha or whatever. So therefore we don't do it. V'yesh omrim the mutter b'yantiv lalush pachos v'kashir. Some say the way to get out of it is if you have to bake challah on yantiv is to go ahead and to and you can go ahead on Yom Tov to go ahead and bake pachos of a shear. Can they leave their asum el chala, and that's okay. The Mishnah Berurah does bring that some people still had a minig to give it to a coin, to give it to a coin in Europe, but pashas is not a minig anymore. Mitzvah lalo shematzav erev Pesach. There's a special mitzvah. Nogin shalolosh matzis mitzvah be'er Pesach ad acher sheishos. She was one of Korban Pesach. There is one shita which holds in the Gemara, which holds that that just like Korban Pesach is after Chatzos is ben Arba'im, that it's zafna Pesach l'Hashem elokecha shivas yarin tochal of matzis is a hekish to matzah, and therefore matzah also has to be bein harbaim. You have to bake the matzah's mitzvah also bein harbaim. We don't paskin like that, but there are some people knowing to go ahead and to follow that as well. She was buying korban pesach. The balsa shechal yos b'shabbes loshin ve'er shabbes achar sheshos. If it's chal on there, shabbos is chal on shabbos. If it's chal on shabbos, then you do it on just like Korban Pesach you do it on Erev Shabbos. Korban Pesach is like a Shabbos, but in this case, baking matzahs is not, so therefore you do it on Erev Shabbos. And there are some people who still do it. I mean, there are like chaburas. You can get chaburas of, you know, of matzahs baked Erev Pesach, Pesach after Chatzais. The minig is not to, general minig is not to do that, because in case, you know, you're talking about, I mean, it's a very stressful thing. You're talking about the chiyuv lav and things. You have a little period, you have a little thing, and you, and it's not bottle after, you know, because bottle b'shishim, and now you have the minig is, what general minig is to do it before Pesach. So in case, or in cases, is there is a piece of dough which it was machvitz, then it's bottle. I mean, however careful in any chaburas and whatever is always, you know, bit, you know, whatever. Everyone's somech on bittul to a certain degree. You know, the question is how mehudar or not is the question of how much you're somech on bittul, whatever. But al kupanim, they don't, like I said, you can buy them, and I think they're quite expensive. But you can al kupanim after chatzais.
Is there any hither to bake them on the Shabbos?
So someone does bring down to the Matzah Shabbos to bring. Yeah, I've heard of that also. That there is some sort of hitter to bake Matzah Shabbos. Like I said, you have to be very confident and very skilled to do that, because every time you saw Karis already, not just Yisuri Lav and Bolto, you know, Bolto Vashishi, you're talking Yisuri Karis, and I don't know. You have to be very confident. Yeah, Mamash is also on the Seder. Fine. So Tafnun Tess. Ein Loshin. I think the Mishnah Berurah gets into the whole Shaila of Gebrachs over here. He says it's a Italian after Chayshish, but it's a good idea. I think we'll get into, I think we'll touch it upon a little bit more a little bit later on. I'm sure it brings it up over here. I don't know why, it could be because of the matzahs, but we'll touch upon it a little bit more, because the chashash by Gebrachs is a shayla of maybe when you bake the matzahs, not everything was kneaded well enough, and there's a bit of flour still in the matzah, and you go ahead and you stick it into water. So then it's going to be machmitz. And that, the Iker Adin, we'll see that's not, we have to be choshish for that. But there are those Anshei Maisa who were machmir for it, chassidim are generally machmir for it, the Talmidei Agra were not machmir for it, but after not machmir, the same Volozhin, they used to, after Shulchan Aruch, they used to dip their mouths in water before eating it. So lahutzi midas chassidim. Okay, that was back then. Achopanim. Each to his own minig. Someone told me a story that the Sephardi friend who was in the Belgium, I think, whatever, and he was eating by a tish. I don't remember. And so he wasn't thinking. And you know, they had served soup. He was sitting by the table and the big table. And he dipped a piece of matzah in the soup, and suddenly across the table the chassidim started screaming chumitz, 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 and everyone like jumped up quickly started screaming chumitz, chumitz, and folded all the tablecloth up and tied it up and got it out there, whatever. Needless to say, he was quite whatever. But that depends on, you know, these people take, you know, chumitz on Pesach. There's a lot of different chumitz out there which are. Which people have, which are, you know, Baruch Hashem.
Minogi. Yeah. The minog of Rambam, the first day.
Of what?
The Rambam says the first day, not to mix. Only lechem
only. Right. Ein Moshin b'makoy Hashemesh. It's when you start Hilchos baking matzahs, you should not knead them in a sunny place, because it might heat the dough up and then it will machmitz more. The Chazal were choshish for a lot of different types of ways that the dough can be can become chometz quicker than, we'll say 18 minutes, but the Baruch Panim, it'll be Yom HaMa'unan, and if it's a cloudy day, also tachas kol avir rikia, then the light, the heat gets spread out over the whole area, everything gets warm. The light gets dispersed, the heat gets dispersed, and therefore, Rechoshish, that it's going to go ahead into Machvitz. I did see someone say that, you know, if she's talking, it was, you know, say it was in Europe or whatever, and you have like a snowstorm, you know, the cloud cover, and it's a freezing cold, it could be that Rechoshish for B'dievet, but I'll upon him. The meaning is not to do it outside. The meaning is not to go ahead and to do it by a window, by pasuach. Even if there's no direct sun, because then you can't see. If it got cloudy, then we're choshish that the light, that the sun went in, and it's going to be machmitz it. So that's why the minig is also the cover up in the matzah. They're sure there's no windows. It's underground, or they cover up. They're sure they cover up windows. So there's no chash. If the tana, let's say you have to cross an open area to get to the oven, you shouldn't do that. V'chimamayim or kemach, nothing should go ahead and be touched by the sun, because we don't know, it might change the properties and a little bit warmer and be machmitz without a person realizing. They should not go ahead and if you're baking matzahs, do it right in front of the oven. But if you're behind it, or you're onto the side, then you're allowed to do it. If you're in a heated room, the Achronim say that you can't go ahead. If the heater's on, it's also to go ahead and to big matzahs in there, because the piatana means right in front. And the meaning, right, because generally matzah bakeries is they have it in a different room. But obviously if people are baking in their house, if they have a matzah oven in their house or whatever it is, they don't have to do it in a different room. As long as it's not, you're not doing it right in front of the oven, it's fine. the Mishnah Berurah brings, people make a mistake that when they go ahead and they're baking matzahs, if they bake more than one at once or whatever, is that, you know, they put the matzah on the stick, and then something's going on here, whatever, they don't put it straight into the oven and it's sitting in front of the oven, there might be machmitz, and that's a problem. Huadin, I've heard of, where they sing halal before putting in the oven, which is also a big issue. So the Mishibura says that the person should be very careful to put it straight into the oven and not leave it sit. Because there's heat in there. So this is where things get complicated. A person should not, after working the dough, should not leave it, without any ace, just leave it sit. I feel rega echad. So this rega echad is complex because we don't. What does it mean exactly? Torah is not lo nitin and malachi asharis. You know, if you move it over to the guy rolling it, whatever. So they say that. So we'll see. So the Shulchan Aruch explains. Chol zman she's asking boy, I feel kol yoyin machmitz. If they're misasking it, then it's not going to be machmitz. And if they go ahead and they leave it without asik for a shir meal, habi chometz. So, the shir meal habi vi shah chelch me esim in a shah, which is 18 minutes. So the question is, what does it mean below asik afil vega echod? You know, what's. So the question that. So the question is, what's Rega Echad and what's 18 minutes? So the Rebbe is, Chachila, you shouldn't leave it sit at all. B'di'evet, you let it sit for, under 18 minutes, it wouldn't call a chayin. If you use it, it's not called chometz. But Akhopanim, you shouldn't, a person, obviously, if it's in front of the oven, we say it's machmitz. But if it's, if it's sitting for a couple seconds here, we're going to see in the Ramah talks about different things of its tarif. But Akhopanim, it's not machmitz miyad. But it's a problem. Hagav yishahachem l'mar be'inya siyas anatzais. It should be machmir to do the masses quickly. Ki yesh lachash shehiyos. It's done for the sheer meal. That every time you move it from one spot to the other, that shehiyah is it starts to a sheer meal. Oh shehiyah the makom cham shemar lahachmir. Or maybe it got hot. Maybe it's in a hot spot. So then you should always make them, don't like start needing to put the dough aside. Okay, we have 18 minutes. Let's go. Let's do this. Just, you have to go straight 1, 2, 3 into the oven. V'achash nis'askim v'batzak nis'chamim b'yadayim. After people work the dough and it gets hot from their hands, im yanichenu b'lo esik v'yan nachmitz. However, this is the thing that if you leave it for a second, miyan nachmitz, because it got hot from the, from the hand. So the first case is not talking about, I guess you weren't using your hands, you're just asking, but you're rolling it, you're doing, I don't know, whatever you're doing with it, you're dealing with it, you're moving it, things like that. So but once a person starts kneading the dough, then it's beyond nachmitz. Shabura says that even I've seen chaburas that they have a table with a bat, like you have like a stick on a hinge, and it softens the dough. Shabura says that's not l'chachila, because if you already worked it with his hands, so if you start going ahead and banging one spot, it doesn't stop the other spot, the other half from being machmitz. So I guess the pshat is that maybe these chabur, I mean, obviously people do it, maybe because they're banging the whole thing, maybe it's, they're shaking the whole thing, maybe that's enough to be to consider, as asik. I don't know, I have to look into it further. That al kopanim, they should always be careful to, that if once they start working, they shouldn't leave it. The question is, what do you do when you put, is it called leaving it when you go ahead and you put it on the stick to put it in the oven? Why isn't that leaving it? You worked it. Why isn't that leaving it? Right, exactly. So that's the thing. Mishabura seems very machmir. He says it's miyad. The Chazanish and other poskim seem a little more makeable. That's as long as asking means, even if you work with your hands, but you're moving it along, that's also, it's also, just if you stop it, then if you keep on moving things along, then that's, that's okay. You shouldn't leave it on the stick for too long, whatever. But al kopanim, it's, there are definitely mekilim. If someone told me the brisker matzahs, that they have a whole way of they're like, as they put it on the stick, they shake it and they're moving it. I don't know exactly. Like I said, those are the non-chayosheris, you try your best. You started two isas and one was machmitz. Again, we're talking also, if your person's baking in the house, right, and you're doing a small maimar, you do a small, dough, enough for a few matzahs in the family, and you're sitting in the kitchen, you're right near the oven, it really isn't time for it to be, you're going ahead, you're doing one, putting in, whatever, then there really isn't that much time for it to start sitting on a stick and whatever. And it's in the massive bakeries, that's where things get a little complicated. Again, it's before, if it's before Pesach, so therefore there's also the Avitul in case something did machmitz. If one was machmitz, the other one's also machmitz. If you but the other one was vare chametz, then we say that one's chametz also. If it got cracks in it, feel this arbor with stockings that was there, even if it only like a little crack here and there. Ela echad holech hina vecha holehena havi chametz gamor. That's called chametz gamor. But oichol chayv kares. In that situation, oichol chayv kares. If it just got a little bit like shiny, a little whiter, like someone who's scared, like I got a little paler. Ha'ochlo poter, that's not mamish vaday chametz. It's also b'achila, but it's not kachim kares. Let's say you made the dough and you're worried it's going to come to chimas. Mutar l'shavra, like let's say there's a backup in the oven. What are you going to do? So mutar l'shavra v'lachzer l'asaisa. You're allowed to go ahead and take the matzah and make it into a dough again. Because then the asik is mevatel l'chimutz. You know, totally zarech achil. You shouldn't do that. So the thing is that the ASIC that so let me explain something.
He made the matzah.
He put in the holes.
And then there was a backup.
There was a backup. So you want to start just kneading it again.
You push it up into a ball.
And
that's okay because, so this is the din, Shmuel has mentioned a little before, but this is the din that a person's being ASIC in the matzah, even though he was working with his hands, and let's say he let it sit, but working the matzah is mevatel the chimutz. It's mevatel the shehiyas, the shehiyah. 18 minutes, it's not. But if you have a shehiyah, or choshish, it's a shehiyah, it's mitzarif to chimutz. So then, the working it with the hands is mevatel that those shehiyas, and you start, and then you start the clock again. As long as you're working it, the clock stops. So this, the Ramah says that therefore, if you go ahead and it's ready to go in, you know, and you worked it and whatever, and you see it's not going to go, so then you're allowed to keep on working it, and that's going to go ahead and mevatel the chimutz.
The previous shehiyos, mevatel the process that could bring the future shehiyos.
No, mevatel the previous shehiyos.
So that's against what you said before.
Well, no, that's what the Shavur explains, that this is the qualification, that the shehiyos are mitzarif. Unless if you start working it again, then it's.
How can you see what this you work it in between? So it sounds like there are two sheets here. One way you can be mevatel the sheet of previous.
Well, because for instance, there's two types of pula. There's two types of pulas. The Mishnah Berurah says that radially that they're doing the holes is not mevatel. It's called asik, but it's not mevatel the shehiyah. So it's still considered shehiyah, but it's not called asik. I do think there are other poskim holds on the Mishnah Berurah, but Chulpanim, he says in the Sifkot, it was in Tazayim, Shasha asik va asik muat, you do an asik gadol is mevatel. The asik muat, then the shehiyahs, you know, build up. But if it's asik gadol, then it is mevato, like breaking and, you know, and kneading it again. Yeah, I think we'll stop here.
All right.